Well, even though it's only mid-April, there's some anxiety among growers when it comes to their alfalfa crop. It looks like, in general, it made it pretty well through the winter season. However, there's still questions of when it'll be ready to harvest. And of course, that has a lot of guys concerned, according to Kevin Jark, who are already tight on feed supplies.
Certainly have people still purchasing feed right now because of the issues we had, especially trying to make dry hay last year. Last year, our forages that came off were the wettest in record for some of our trials that we were doing, so you simply didn't have the opportunity to get that hay dry as far as the weather conditions that existed, and with that the quality of the feed that was harvested was less. So the simple reality is we do have hay that is being brought in right now for producers, and I would expect that to be the case until we see how the front of this year starts shaping up once we get to the end of May and we start thinking about pulling that first crop.
Well, even though we are looking for heavier acreage for soybeans this year, demand stays strong, especially on the export front. And because of that, the USDA still thinks, even though we'll be down from last year's highs, it'll be a good year for bean returns.
Our exports have continued strong. We're looking at 1.58 billion bushels of exports now. That's up about 20% from the 1.32 billion bushels exported in 2012-13. The ending stocks forecast has been reduced by 10 million bushels down to 135 million bushels. And we did tack another 5 cents onto the price forecast for 13-14. Right now, the midpoint's at $13.
Exports also have treated the dairy industry rather well, and according to Brian Doherty, he feels that trend will continue. However, he says as demand picks up, so does production, and sooner or later, it's going to have an impact on price.
And China seems to have bought almost anything at any cost right now. So the question is whether that trend continues or they've just front-loaded and are going to back off the market. They've been real strong buyers of U.S. products this year, beans, dry powdered milk, whey. These things are all going to, at some point, you know, fan out, and we're either going to see strong exports or we're going to see production come on board, not only domestically, but New Zealand will come back on board after a drought. So the big picture suggests the production numbers will be on the increase, or should be, according to the laws of economics.
Well, the decline continues on the cheddar block market, losing another 2.25 cents yesterday and now pricing at 216.5 cents per pound. Meanwhile, barrels are unchanged at 207.5 cents, and AA butter sits at $1.97. Class 3 prices are weaker as most of our summer and fall contracts now below $20. April does remain at $23.95. May drops 23 cents to $21.30. June's off 47, dropping down to $19.95. And your September Class 3 now at $19.53. Board of Trade may corn off a penny, 501.5 cents per bushel. September up fractionally to 506.75 cents. Beans for May off 13 at 14.81 a bushel. September drops a penny to 12.74, and May wheat off another 6.75 cents at 662.5 cents per bushel. As far as the livestock trade, Fed cattle market firm. Choice beef steers and heifers top at 144. Holstein steers 112 to 129. Slaughter cows steady to firm. You cutter and utilities 92 to a top of 110. Most of the slaughter calves 78 to 91. Replacement bull calves 225 to 375. Heifer calves 90 to 240. And the barrels and gilts still very strong, 90 to 105. And those are your agricultural prices. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.